Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Unlimited Life. We have such a special show today and such an amazing guest for you. Today we are talking with Raquette Hofstein, and she is absolutely phenomenal. Well, when we talk about how to have an unlimited life, and we've been talking about how to have an unlimited life and to live in all of these different countries, no boundaries, no borders, how to have real estate all over the world, how to have independence, financial wealth, how to literally have the freedom of your mind, the genius brain, be able to expand your consciousness, pierce the veils. But what if you could have unlimited health? What if you could have unlimited beauty? What if there was nothing stopping you from having that radiant glow, the gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous embodiment of the beautiful you you knew you were meant to be? And so today's guest is going to share all of her health secrets, all of her beauty secrets with us, and truly, she is the most incredible expert. Her tools, her techniques, and we talk about bringing you the very best people in their fields, someone that literally is revered around the world, someone that's written books, someone that knows inside and out how to give you the keys and the secrets and the tools to changing your life. That's what today's guest is going to do. Raquette is the author of Grow Hair and Stop Hair Loss, International Beauty Secrets, and the bestseller Grow Hair in 12 Weeks, as well as she is the originator of Kitchen Cosmetics, and we are going to talk about what those are. She was born in Cairo to French parents. She was raised in Paris, and she received her beauty training in the classic European tradition under the masters of makeup, hairstyling, and of skincare. She holds eight degrees and certificates in skin and hair care from colleges and institutes around the world, including the prestigious Schwarzkopf Institute of Hair Research in Munich. She is professionally licensed in 14 European countries, North America, Australia, the Far East. She has made numerous television and radio appearances, including CBS This Morning, Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, The Merv Griffin Show, CNN, AM Los Angeles, and Late Night with David Letterman. She was an instant success with Letterman's audience, mixing up toothpaste and scalp tonic and using kitty litter and eggs for facial masks. We were going to talk to her about her exotic creations and how you can have a household pantry that really can change your life. She is witty. She is bright. She is wise, she is a sage, and she is amazing because she lectures, she writes, she's on television, she's on radio, she does consultations, and when you look on her website, it's amazing because she works with corporations, she works with individuals, and certainly she can help and change your life. And they say that she has best been described as the beauty queen who never won a title, which I just love, but she is in the business of making people beautiful. And so we are thrilled, elated, excited, honored, and blessed to have today's guest, Raquette, on our show.
Well, I am blessed to be on your show, Nicole. I heard so many beautiful things about you, and I'm honored to have this hour with you.
Oh, it's such a joy to have you here. So I have to tell you, I am so excited. I was on your website, and I'm like making a list of all these products that I'm interested in ordering. But first, I would love to go, you know, back just a little bit for our studio audience. And we always love to talk about when somebody was a child, when somebody was 6 or 7 or 8 years old. And, you know, most girls have dreams. They want to be Miss America or an actress, or they want to be a nurse, or they want to be a mom. Was this something that was innate and instinct in you? Were you always great with ingredients and combination and beauty? How did you begin?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that question. When I was a little girl, my dream was to have long, thick hair like my sister. All my friends at school had beautiful hair, and I would sit behind a girl, her name is Clara, and she had two braids, and they were so thick. So I would position myself to be right in the middle of her head, so people think that her two braids were mine, because you could see my scalp. I had same hair. I had such bad hair that when I was a little girl, I would hide. I didn't want people to see me. So at the age of 6, like you said, up to 8, I went to my dad and I told my father, "Dad, Daddy, when I grow up, I'm going to have a beautiful head of hair." He said, "Yes, sweetheart, my father is French and he is just so sweet and adorable, and I was his little princess." But I did not feel like a princess. I felt the ugly duckling at school or at home because my sister had such beautiful hair. So that's when I started to develop the technique on how to grow hair and have a beautiful thick mane. Again, at that age, of course, I didn't know what I was going to do. So I thought if I become a cosmetologist, a hairstylist, I would be able to tease my two fine hair and make them a head full of hair. Well, it didn't quite work. You could see my scalp. You could see my fine hair, and I was still, to me, an ugly duckling. So I went and I started to wear wigs. And I thought, well, if I wear a wig, I will look pretty. Well, one day the wind blew, and what happened? The wig blew away, and what you could see underneath it was a stocking, at the base of the stocking that you put before you put a wig. And I felt doubly ugly duckling. So I thought, no, that's not going to work. God, please help me. I need to find the solution on how to have beautiful, long, thick hair. Then I became a trichologist, which is a hair and scalp specialist. All over the world, I studied, and I learned that by diagnosing the root of the hair and getting to know the root of the hair, how it looks like, then you know what the problem is. And mine was embedded in oil. The root was so suffocating and asphyxiated with oil that the hair would grow very fine, very limp. And to add to that, Nicole, I had a skin full of acne. You could not even see my eyes. So that made a lot of sense why my hair was so thin if my face was full of acne, which was full of oil. So I decided, okay, Daddy, please trust me. I'm going to go and study and work to study, because at that time we left Egypt when I was a little girl because we were Jewish and we were very wealthy in Egypt, and we lost everything. Everything, we were penniless. When we arrived to Paris, we only had $15 in our pocket. So that's going from wealthy to poor. But my mother never, ever made us feel that we were wealthy, because she always took care of the servants and care of everybody. And so my mother never kind of thought, oh my God, now we're so poor, we can't do. She made do by taking a hot plate and buying a can of tuna and turn it into gourmet food. So here is a little girl who wanted to learn how to grow hair and study, and her father did not have money to give her. So I decided, okay, if that's what I want, I'm going to start working, earning money, so I can go to colleges all over Europe and study how to grow hair. And that's what I did. It was a struggle. But that struggle turned me into success, Nicole, because I could not afford to go out with my friends to eat. So I used to go to the supermarket, and I would buy a whole bag of rotten apples and take the good part of the apple and eat it. And the rotten part of the apple, that's when I became a biochemist and I learned how to turn it into beauty products. So I thought, oh my God, I can kill two birds with one stone. I can eat. My friends would come and see how I would prepare my plate so well with fruits and vegetables, and they didn't know that half of it was rotten that I put aside so I can turn into kitchen cosmetics for my acne. So it's amazing. That's where I learned you are what you eat, and what you need for the inside, you need for the outside. And when I travel now, I don't take any cosmetics with me. I order room service. Half of it I eat and half of it I wear. So you see, it doesn't cost anything. I spent a fortune learning how to be beautiful and how to have beautiful thick hair and how to have it free of acne, to learn that everything we have is in our refrigerator or our pantry. Or we can go to the supermarket and go to where all the fruits and vegetables are sold half price and pick the, you know, old fruits and old vegetables and turn them into beauty products. So to go back to hair, I was very,
yes,
very lucky.
And I just wanted to stop you for just a second because I'm so amazed by what you're saying. But I know on your website you are also saying that everything that you eat in a salad, almost everything you eat in a salad, can be used in your beauty products as well. That's amazing to me.
Absolutely, and I will cover that, but I was very, very lucky where I went and I studied diagnosis under the microscope and how to make your own beauty products for the hair, how to make your own shampoos and conditioners and all that, and by using natural herbs and essential oils. You don't have to use anything that can hurt you, because if your kid at home happens to touch anything that you make for your beauty products, that you find all the recipes in my International Beauty Secrets and Grow Hair and Stop Hair Loss, and which I will give you plenty of it today, you don't need to spend a fortune to be beautiful. You don't need to be like a little girl like me that had bad hair. Now, as you can see, I have hair down my back, and it's very thick, and it's very luscious, and it's very full, and it's done very naturally. You don't have to go to chemicals. You don't have to buy Rogaine or Minoxidil or any tablets that they tell you it will grow your hair, because 1 minute it will grow your hair, the next minute it will cost you health. A lot of people are having liver problem, heart problem from using drugs to grow their hair. You can do it all in your own kitchen, your pantry, your refrigerator. Everything you need is right there, Nicole. Same thing with my skin. So I became a hair and scalp specialist. Then I became a skin specialist to learn that to take care of acne or wrinkles or to have a facelift, you can do it all with fruits and vegetables.
That's amazing. I am so intrigued. This is just incredible. Now, you've written a couple books as well, because we have people that are listening from all over the world, and I know people right now are just going crazy because they're like, where is she and how do we find her? So how do people find this information?
Well, they can find it on my website. They can write to me personally. I mean, I get like thousands and thousands of emails, but you know what? I really try so hard when I'm on a plane, because I travel all over the world to lecture. I always try personally answer as many emails as I can. But they can also go on Amazon.com, and I have actually 5 books on Amazon.com. I also have a hypnosis tape where it helps you how to relax and how to meditate and how to grow hair and have a beautiful skin while you are asleep. And I also have a DVD on kitchen cosmetics. Kitchen cosmetics, that means everything that you need from head to toe that you can make at home, and it's called International Beauty Secrets. And all my books are on Amazon.com or they are on my website, Riquette.com. But please try to, from today on, make it a family affair. You can make all your shampoos. You can make all your skincare. You can make your bath oils. You can make everything, your soaps. Everything you need
is right underneath your hand in your own pantry or your refrigerator. Now, if you like, Nicole, I will start using some chips, for instance. If you have blackheads, all you need is to just take a tomato slice. You make, you said that you saw on the website, a salad that you can eat and wear. Well, the tomato is excellent at drawing impurities out. Now, the reason we have blackheads, unfortunately, is from not keeping our skin clean or due to the environment, to all the cars and all the dirt that we touch, we put our hands on our face, so of course our face gets dirty. What you can do is, like I said, for blackhead, you can use a slice of tomato. For to clean your face, it's very easy, Nicole. All you need is milk. Milk is excellent. Now, people say, shall I buy 1% milk, 2% milk, whole milk? I don't care what milk you buy. You even can buy milk powder, which is very, very cheap. And then you can mix it with water. And then you can use it as a face cleanser or a body cleanser. So what I have in my shower, you know how when you buy herbs, H-E-R-B-S. They come in a plastic container with little holes on it. Well, I save all my herbs bottles because I recycle them. And then I can use ingredients in them and give them as for Mother's Day, for Father's Day. I make people's cosmetics right in my kitchen. Cosmetics that cost a fortune, I make it look nice in those little containers that I get. I use what's inside, and then I use the container as my cosmetic container. But, of course, don't take a mustard jar and turn it into a beauty product because a mustard jar doesn't sound very good. Make sure to remove anything on the outside, and then you can also paper it yourself. So there is a lot of things you can do. So I wash my body with milk powder like Cleopatra. Cleopatra used to wash her body with milk powder. I'm just as good as Cleopatra. Why not? And my
I just wanted to ask you about the milk. You're saying about milk for your face and milk for your body or the milk powder for your body. Does that matter? What type of skin do you have? Does that work for young people and old people for, you know?
It works for all types of skin, Nicole, whether you're a baby or whether you're an elder person, it works for both skin. And it also for men and for women. And it makes your skin so soft that people will stop you and ask you, what do you use on your skin? Another thing which is very, very good that I use is eggs. I use the yellow of an egg as a moisturizer for my skin. I beat it up. I put it on clean skin for 5 minutes. Then I rinse it off, first using cool water, then warm water. Otherwise, you might end up with scrambled eggs, and you don't want that. So you first use the yellow of the egg. You lie down. You put a slice of cucumber on your eyes, and then you lie down for 5 minutes. Rinse off your skin, and you'll see a yellow of an egg mask makes your skin so moisturized that people would want to touch it because it feels so good and it looks so good. And the white of the egg, I use it if I come across people with acne or if I want a quick facelift. I use the white of an egg, I beat it up, and I use it as a mask, or I put it around my eye, I leave it for 5 minutes, I make sure that I don't smile, then I rinse it off, and it looks like I had an instant I live. And that's not all, Nicole. The eggshells itself. See, I believe in recycling. I believe in taking one thing and turn it into 100 things. The eggshells, if you wash it, you dry it well, and then you can use the eggshells as a face powder or body powder, but by just putting it in a thick bag, you first crush it, then you put it in a blender, you blend it till it comes very, 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 very powdery, and then after that you put it in a sifter, and you sift it to get all the powder out. If anybody, don't write it, it's all in my books. If somebody can't follow it up, I have so many recipes to give you, I don't want you to miss on them. Because what happens when you get the egg powder, you can turn it into a face powder, you can turn it into a body powder, or a foot powder. Now, how to turn it in a nice, smelly body powder? You take the egg powder, you put it in a beautiful container, take your husband or boyfriend aftershave lotion, put one drop in it, seal it, and overnight you're going to have a beautiful powder for your husband or for your boyfriend. Now, if you want it for yourself, put one drop of essential oils or one drop of your favorite perfume and seal it overnight, and then it becomes your own body powder. And if
that's
you want it, if you want it, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
So, and if you want it in a body powder, in a foot powder, all you have to do to add to the eggshells, you can use a little bit of Epsom salt, because Epsom salt is good to pull out any impurities in your body. As a matter of fact, Nicole, you're going to laugh at that. I know exactly what people eat from smelling the bottom of their feet. I mean, I don't have a habit to go to places and say, let me smell the bottom of your feet. But when my patients come to me, because apart from being a hair and scalp specialist and a skin specialist, I'm also a health practitioner. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. I am an iridologist, and I deal with natural healing. So everything that I wanted to do in my life was for me first. Because when I was in my 20s, unfortunately, like a lot of people, I was kidnapped and I was locked up in a home. And unfortunately, a lot of things happened to me. And when I escaped, it was very hurtful. It was very, not very good what happened to me. But I thought, how can I help myself so I don't become a victim? So that's when I learned about hypnotherapy, how hypnotherapy can really help you to kind of anchor good things and remove bad things. So
that's I do want to talk about hypnotherapy, Rickett, and I don't want to stop you from speaking, but I want to go back just a minute because I know we've got all these people, you know, with all these questions now, so I just want to be clear for people. So with the powder that you're saying on the foot powder, is that help for people with athlete's foot as well?
Absolutely. But it's something that you have to do every day. You have to use it every day. And for athlete's foot, when you go to a gym or when you use a bathroom that's not your own bathroom, always take those plastic shoes that you can wear, because it's not from your problem, it's other people's problem that they use the same place you use. Always be very, very up to where you're going and how many people are using it by protecting yourself. You also can take plastic bags and put them in your feet so you don't have to walk barefoot where you can get athlete's foot.
fabulous advice. It's such great advice. And then as you were talking about, you know, all of these products and just being able to grind them up and give them to your boyfriend, to your husband, to your spouse, or for yourself, they're such incredible ideas. And so for people that are interested in the salad products or in the beauty products, they can go directly to your website or they can buy your books. And do your books have recipes? And then for people to be able to create all of these amazing, amazing, amazing formulas for themselves?
Yes, absolutely. All the recipes I'm giving you today is in my books. And also, they can. I have so many write-ups on Google where I gave all my recipes as well, a lot of new recipes. They can always Google my name and they will show up. Or they can even write to me. Because if I can make a difference in one person's life every day, I know that my time in here paid off for what I'm doing.
That's fantastic. And then one of the questions that we have is on the anti-aging. You were talking about the anti-aging. So is the egg whites the best formula for the anti-aging or for the wrinkles? Yes.
Well, for the anti-aging, what very good, they can use yogurt to also wash their, like in the morning, they can use the milk powder or milk to wash their face, and at night they can use yogurt. It can be a flavored yogurt, it can be a natural yogurt, it could be a yogurt that they make themselves, because in the yogurt there is good bacteria. And the good bacteria helps two different types of people, people with acne and people that are aging. So yogurt is excellent. Also for men, what they can use if they are aging, they can use honey. Just any honey that you want to buy, H-O-N-E-Y. They can take 1 teaspoon of marmalade. It could be any marmalade that they have at home or any flavor. They can mix it together. I'm sorry, I'm so passionate. That's why I'm
I love it.
And I just love what I do. So they can mix it, and after they shave, they can put it on their skin. And if they have any leftover, Nicole, they can put it on a toast and have it for breakfast. So you can see.
I love that. And on the yogurt, when you're talking about the yogurt, do people leave the yogurt on overnight, or do they wash their face with yogurt the same way they're washing with the milk in the morning?
Actually, they can leave it for 5 minutes, and then they can rinse it off. And if they can have the yellow of the egg, you know how they tell you the yellow of egg is not very good for you because it's cholesterol? Well, I don't. I'm not going to use to go the yellow of my egg. I use it also as a conditioner for my face or as a mask for dry aging skin on my face or a conditioner for my hair. Again, always remember, if you use any of the egg products except the body powder made out of eggs, you have to first rinse it with cool water, then with warm water, so you don't end up with scrambled eggs.
That's so funny. And then for the to grow beautiful hair, you have shampoos people can buy as well as make, correct?
Absolutely. The reason I made my own product line, because when people went out to get the special essential oils or get the special herbs, unfortunately, with the pesticide and all everything that is in that you can buy those days that's not pure was not good enough for me. So I import all my essential oils and all my herbs, like you say in English, from Europe, from special places, and I make my own product line for hair and for skin. So if a person cannot make it at home, which that would be my first priority for people, learn how to make your own is by all means. I have the best quality products for hair and skin, and also I do consultations by mail or by swear. I do a consultation and a health, nutrition, hair, and root evaluation where people send me their hair and root from all over the world, and I diagnose it, and then I custom make products to go for the root of their hair. So like I said, you can make it your own, or you can do a consultation with me, or you can buy the ready-made products on my website, which is www.riquette.com, and you know how to spell it, right, Nicole?
Yes, I do, and I'm sure, but we can share it with our audience as well. So it's RIQUETTE. And
correct.
I also wanted to ask you, on the website, I saw that it said something about that a haircut can help your hair grow. Just by having the proper haircut.
A haircut, what I am known for, and I developed, and I hope soon to come up with a DVD on the $1 million haircut. I totally custom make my haircuts, and I sculpture hair for people that come to me from all over the world. And the system I use, it can double the thickness of the hair in one haircut. And I teach people how to do it, and I do a lot of lectures for cosmetologists, for people that are hairdressers and so on all over the world, where I teach them how to double the thickness of the hair for men and for women through the haircut. Because believe me, Nicole, if people have peach fuzz on top of their hair, whether it's a man or a woman, or peach fuzz around their hairline, you can definitely grow it into hair. That means they have a live follicle. And you do not need drugs. You do not need any chemicals to grow your hair back. That is the unfortunate part. Those days, you can buy drugs. They tell you it helps you. The next week you listen on TV or in radio, they said that those drugs that can help you grow hair can also give you different sicknesses, or you can commit suicide from it. Why turn to drugs? Why turn to medicine when everything you've got is right at home? Also, with all the things that happened to me, Nicole, I was blind when I was 21 from a car accident. I was paralyzed three when I was in the hospital and they gave me an injection in the wrong place instead of the nerve. So many things happened to me. I had two broken legs and a fractured back in 06. Does that make me a victim? No! That made me a better person. That made me a very successful person. That made me a person that wants to live every day and that's in gratitude and want to help people and want to be with people and want to love people. Don't be a victim at home. Don't be a victim in silk of your own circumstances. Turn it into success. Turn it into joy. Turn it into happiness. Because nobody can do anything to you. You can bring everything good to yourself.
That's so beautiful when you say that. And you know, I know that you were saying that when you were 20 years old, that you were basically locked in a house. And so were you in a relationship that you could not get out of?
No. I was taken in a car and by someone I didn't know. And unfortunately, I was taken a long way away. Nobody knew where I was. But you know what? You have always the answer in your head. If you stop and think, if you stop for 5 minutes, all the answers come to you. I'm not going to go into it because it was dreary and negative, but I listened to what I needed to do. That's what I want the audience to know. There is nothing in the world that can happen to you or is happening to you that you cannot take care of. If you stop and you use your brains, you will be surprised the on hold is already there. And if it's not there, ask someone that has done it. Ask someone that's successful, because successful people or people who have done it have always the time to do more. It's the people that sit on their tushy watching television or feeling sorry for themselves that are not getting anything done. I tell you, I think that God gave me all those things, and people say, how can you be thankful to God that you were blind, you were paralyzed, you had two broken legs, you had a fractured back, you were kidnapped and raped? How could you be thankful? And I say, I turned it into success. I turned my victimhood into a great life. I am blessed. I went from a very, very poor person to a very successful, wealthy person. And who did it, Nicole? I did it. Because when people say, people did it to you, no, we are responsible for everything that happens to us in our life. If I wasn't there at that place, in that time and place, I wouldn't have been kidnapped. If I wasn't in the hospital, I wouldn't have been paralyzed. If I wasn't in the car driving and I had the car accident that caused my blindness for a year, I would have not been blind. So you see, when you take away from what people did to you, and when you take responsibility yourself, then you don't see the picture black. You see the picture white. And then you can ask yourself, okay, what can I do with it now? And also, you say when we're little girls, we wanted to grow up to be Miss America or Miss France or Miss Barcelona, because my mother was from Spain, a beautiful-looking woman who won the second beauty prize. My sister in Egypt won the first beauty prize. And I took after the milkman, and he wasn't handsome. But, like you read in my bio, I am a beauty queen in what I do. I did not win a title, but in making other people beautiful, I am a queen with the royal touch. So you see, you can take something, and instead of feeling sorry for yourself, you can turn it around and be the happiest woman or man or child in the whole world. If I can shake a person every day and say, you are beautiful, you are a gift to this world, you have a fingerprint that nobody else has. If God or your higher self wanted to make you like everybody else, you would have the same fingerprint as everybody else. But no, you have your own fingerprint. You can make magic in this world. It always takes one person to learn or to want to do something to make a difference in people's lives. It took me, who wanted to have long lashes, luster hair, and I turned millions of people in having beautiful head of hair. It took a person like me who had acne in her skin where you couldn't even see her eyes, and people were feeling sorry for me. And I said, don't feel sorry for me. I'm going to find the cure of how I can have a beautiful skin. And you know what? If right now anybody at home has a child with acne, Nicole, what's very good is a pail, P-E-A-R. A pill that you can buy in the supermarket is excellent, excellent for acne.
Do they just rub the pear on their face?
Exactly. It's a natural antibiotic.
Another thing, if you want to make a facelift at home without surgery, but it only lasts like 8 hours, but it's okay. We all have all the time in the world to make it. What you can do is put on your face honey, spread it all around the clean face. Then you can take a pear. You can take a slice of pear, a slice of apple. You can take a handful of grapes. You can take orange juice. You can take a handful of strawberry. Make it into a smoothie. And then drink half of it because it's an excellent smoothie. You can put also your own protein powder in it, which will make you a breakfast out of it. And then the rest of the smoothie, you just put it on your face on top of honey, lie down, take 2 slices of cucumber, put it around your eyes, just relax. Learn how to breathe. Breathe for 3 seconds out and then 3 seconds in, or 3 seconds in and 3 seconds out. Leave it for 5 minutes. Rinse it off. You are going to have the best facelift without surgery. If you want to have a neck lift, all you need is milk, like I talked before, for moisture. You need whiskey, but buy it cheap. We don't, it's not for drinking. Mix it together. Take a roll of cotton. Put the roll of cotton in your whiskey and milk. Put it on your neck. Put a bandage just to hold it in. And voila, leave it for 5-10 minutes, and it acts as a neck and throat lift. See,
that's
Nicole,
incredible.
You don't have to spend a fortune.
Yes, and Riquette, as you shared, and I just wanted to go back just a second about all that you have been through. And I know that, you know, we've jumped right back on to the food products, but I just wanted to thank you for sharing and tell you what an inspiration you are. And I know to so many that are listening to this show that people that have had the hardships or have been through times where they have fallen or their own, you know, foibles or failings, and they've been defeated or felt that they were defeated or felt that the world or somebody took advantage of them or that life itself has knocked them down. And the fact that you at each and every turn have been a champion and have gotten up and have looked for the ray of light and the hope and the lesson and the way to step up from that. And then not only have you allowed yourself to move on and to move bigger and to move into a lightness and this greatness in the process, but that you then take the time to share with people and to teach people and to help people and to support people and to love people with the enormity that you do. And I just wanted to say thank you for being you, and you really are such a magical gift.
Oh, thank you, Nicole, but I wouldn't be able to share it and do without a person like you who has her own show and who wants to help people and who brings guests so people can listen to those people. I tell you, Nicole, if people know we need each other, like when you wash your hands, you need 2 hands. You can't wash your hand with 1 hand. So if I put my hand in your hand, and then you take your other hand and put it in somebody else's hand, and that other person takes their second hand and put it in somebody else's hand, and so on and so on, we would be holding hands all over the world. And instead of saying how unhappy or sad and what a victim we are and what happened to us and all that, we say, how can I help you? How can I make your life a better life? How can I barter with you? I have a service that you need, and you do a service that I need. How can we do it together and not exchange even money? There is so many things, Nicole. I am at my age of 66. People look at me and say, oh, my God, you look so young. I say, thank you, because I think young. I think that there is nothing in the world that I cannot do. And believe me, if you stop and have a good attitude, people will be drawn to you. People would want to do things for you. I remember when my mother told me when I was a little girl, when you cry alone, when you cry, Riquette, you will cry alone. But when you smile, the world will smile with you. So when I drive in the car and I stop at the red light, I turn around left and I turn right and I smile. And automatically, Nicole, automatically people smile at me. Or if I walk in the street, I say, hello, hello. People at the beginning are shocked because they are not used to people talking to them. But they turn around and say, hello, have a nice day. Hello, have a good day. Or if I see an animal or a baby, I stop and I bless the person who have that baby or that animal for taking care of another soul in this world. If we stop and think, what's in it for us? What I want, and they turn around like Robert Kennedy said, it's not what America can do for you, it's what can you do for America. So if we just think every day, what can I do for Nicole? What Nicole can do for another person? You know what, Nicole? We will have such a beautiful, beautiful life.
Oh, absolutely, we would. And you help people in so many different ways. You know, I would love to talk about the hypnotherapy and how you do the stress reduction and how you actually have lifestyle planning and even work that you're doing in corporations, because the outreach is enormous of how many lives you are touching with your beauty and your grace and your knowledge and your wisdom and your heart.
And as long as people remember, Nicole, we are what we say. We are what we think, because that's the only thing. If everyone that listens to your beautiful program, because you're such a beautiful host, if they can just do one good thing for themselves today and one good thing for their family or their friend or to a stranger, if they start every day thinking, if I can make a difference in one person's life today, I will know that I am God's gift to this world. And to see how things will automatically open up for them. They don't even have to do anything. All they have to do is think positive and ask for help. And you know what, Nicole? The help comes. And the help is there. Just open your eyes, open your ears, see what gift are you to this world. You might not think you're beautiful, but I think you're beautiful. You might not think you have a beautiful head of hair. So what? You might have a beautiful pair of eyes that you can reach people with your eyes. You might have a beautiful mouth that only good things come out of it. Go out and smell the roses. Go out for a walk. You will be amongst other people. But when you sit home feeling sorry for yourself, I know it's easier said than done. I know. I've been there. I know what you're going through if you're not well. I know what you're going through if, unfortunately, somebody's abusing you. I know what you're going through if you don't think you miss America. But you know what? You're a soul, and we need you, and we love you. I love you, and I don't even know who you are out there. I tell you, it's so powerful to love. If
unbelievable, Nicole. And that's why I love you, Nicole, for giving me the opportunity to reach people and tell them they are number one, they are God's gift to this world, and thank you for being in this world.
Oh, this is, it's such a joy to hear you speak this way, and it's so elating, and I'm so pleased, because as we listen to this show, and my goal with this show has been all along for people to lead that unlimited life, to get through every wall and every hurdle and every barrier, and to turn everything into a gate in which they just need to pause for a moment and open the gate, and even if the hinges are rusted, as you're saying, they can move forward, and to give people the very best tools and techniques and keys and secrets and knowledge to be able to lead the unlimited life that they know that they are worthy of, that they know is possible, that they know is out there to be unfolded in front of them. And so all of this information that you're imparting and sharing today is so wonderful, because it embodies the soul of leading an unlimited life.
It definitely does. Nothing is limited. If people put UN before limited, and they know they have unlimited. Another thing is, money is not everything in life, Nicole. I've learned the best thing in life when I didn't have 1 cent to my name. I learned to use my tools of my eyes and my ears and my mouth and my nose to learn everything that I have learned in life. Money is not everything. Yes, we need money to pay our living expenses. We need money to do certain things in life. But you know what? The best thing that can be done in life doesn't cost 1 cent. That's why I tell people, you eat half of it, you wear the other half, and any shells or any skin on any fruits and vegetables, you can turn it and produce more of it. If people can start their own garden at home with fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, fresh herbs, they can eat what comes out of the earth. And the flowers are so beautiful. You see, everything we have in life, Nicole, can be obtained without any money, or maybe with a little money that they can turn into lots of money if they use their head. And they can feed their family, and they can feed the world. That's why I have a lot of lectures with children. If I can have children of today not thinking that they're fat or they're ugly or they're bald or they have to wear glasses. Oh, by the way, I had to wear glasses as a little girl, and my glasses were like the bottom of a Coke bottle. And you know what? People were feeling so sorry for me. Now, with the everything that we have, with the right glasses and with LASIK, and with contact lenses, we don't have to wear those ugly glasses anymore. But you know what? If you have to wear those glasses and people laugh at you, you laugh back and say, I love my glasses. It's your problem. It's not my problem. If anybody laughs at you for any reasons, turn around and say to them, it's your problem. It's not my problem.
That's such great advice. Oh, my gosh. That just, it's interesting as you're talking about that, Raquette, because I know that one of the things I've adopted that I've spoken often on this show is that I share with people that I use the expression, thank you for noticing. Because people used to say, you know, you're too sensitive, or you're too this, or you're, I would get very defensive, and I would say, I'm not sensitive, I'm not. And now I've adopted the phrase, thank you for noticing. And simply by saying that, somebody says, you're too sensitive, and I say, thank you for noticing. Yes, I am sensitive. Thank you for noticing. And it's that very sensitivity that allows me to do what I do. Greatest gift, my sensitivity. It allows me to reach other people. It allows me to feel. It allows me to see. It allows me to write. It allows me to nurture. And thank you so much for noticing that sensitivity. So I think that it's so amazing that, you know, you said that expression. It truly is, because that's how I feel, that I always say to people, you know, thank you for noticing. So if somebody says, you know, you've got glasses or you've got whatever, then I would say thank you for noticing. Yes, I do, and aren't they beautiful? And thank you for noticing.
I am so glad. I really am. And it's just, everybody's beautiful the way they are. And again, thank you, Nicole, for having me. And anytime, I will always be here for you.
Oh, Rikki, you are such an amazing gift. And once more, please tell all of our listeners how they can find you, your website, your books, your products, and race to your local grocers. And there is nothing that cannot be resolved or healed or transformed or awakened or reborn that, you know, with these products, natural products. I love that hair from the smallest amount of fuzz can grow, that skin can become milky soft just by the intentionality.
Because we're born like a baby, and we're born babies, and you know what? We're still babies. We are born with a beautiful skin. We are born beautiful. There is never an ugly baby in the world. So just think of you when you were born, how people loved you and kissed you and hugged you and told you how beautiful you are. And you still are that. But my website is Rikki.com, www. And it's spelled Alpha Robert, I India, U Queen, U Umbrella, E Edward, T Tony, E Edward, .com. Rikki.com. All my books are on Amazon.com. They're also on my website. And please, if you want to write to me personally, write to me at Rikki@Rikki.com. I will be very happy to read your email. If you need any advice, you need anything, or you can write to Nicole and Nicole will forward me your email. And I am here to help you, to love you, to cherish you. And I wish you a wonderful, wonderful day and a wonderful life.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been such a joy to have you with us, and we so look forward. We have all these people here now online that are so eager to talk to you. So I would love to have you back on, and I would love to talk about, you know, even the hypnotherapy and the lifestyles changes and how you can help guide people into that, into the stress reduction, because there's so much that you do. And I feel like in every pocket of the most beautiful garment that you wear, there is, like, you know, somebody with a great gift for child pulling something out of a pocket and something full of wonderment and joy and pleasure and glee. And I know that you have so many secrets and tools and ways in which to share the glory of happiness and life and beauty and magnificence and stunning and all of that's beautiful and pure and light and infinite and amazing. And so I so look forward to having you back on the show. And to all of you that are listening to the show right now, absolutely reach out, find Rikki, because the answers are there. She is there to catch you, to hold you, to support you, and to launch you into this amazing life that you were meant to live.
And if they are ever in Los Angeles, my clinic is in Beverly Hills. They are more than welcome to stop and say hello and give me a hug and a kiss. Or even today, Nicole, if everyone will write to me and let me know what their gift in the world, to let me know what they have done and reach out to do for someone else, I will be so happy. Loud.
Thank you. What a beautiful thing. Okay, there is a great challenge for everybody to write their gift to share with Riquette. And just great gratitude today. We have so many exciting guests lined up for you, and I am absolutely thrilled that today we were able to bring you such beautiful information, such infinite information, such natural information of the embodiment of humanity and nature and beauty and life and the essence and core of everything that's beautiful and pure and perfect within you and without, and how to spend nothing, pennies, be able to share what's natural, what you're eating inside, and being able to then put that on the outside and have that radiate and glow and effervesce your being into everywhere you go, and being able to share that with all of those that you meet. So a beautiful, beautiful guest today. We look forward to seeing you next week. May you live your unlimited life. This is Nicole Brandon wishing you all the beauty in the world.
Au revoir.